Wonderful. We'd love to have you come and chant for us, Daisy.
Thank you so
you
much.
Have such a beautiful devotional offering in your chant. Thank you so much.
Thank mm-hmm. you. The honor is all mine.
Yes. Do you have a place where people can get your music? Is that like, do you have a website or something like that?
It's in progress. I have recorded some stuff before, but at the moment it's not under my name because it was with a group and we are in a transition looking at whether
you can let Antisa know.
Of course.
Yeah. And maybe it would be good for you and Primo and Pradeep all to have a way for people to get your music because they love it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank
so
you.
We'll do that for you as soon as you let us know. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you. We love your chant is lovely. Really lovely to the heart. Mm-hmm. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Guru Dev Bhagavan Ki Jai, Satche Sangha Ki Jai. So today I might look a little worn out. I'm a little worn out. Training my Pyrenees Shepherd not to bark in the night. So she keeps me up pretty well. And so if I look like I'm tired today, I'm a bit worn out. So it's true. We had an interesting little conversation before Daisy chanted. And I heard it two or three times this last couple of days, Mahashivaratri. And, you know, I lived in India for a long time, and I never heard Mahashivaratri. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing Mahashivaratri. And Maha means something very special. You know, it's the Kumbh Mela or the Mahakumbh Mela, which happens once every 12 years. And I couldn't understand why this particular Shivaratri was a Maha Shivaratri, but I am going to educate you as I got educated. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really for people who are Shiva disposed, Shiva drawn, Shiva disciples. Huh? You may actually not know it. Sahara looked it up, and it is every crescent moon. And it says which crescent moon that is a Shivaratri. And that this moon in February, or by the moon calendar, is a Mahashivaratri. It's the big one where everyone joins in. So I never ever heard that before, that every crescent moon was a was a Shivaratri. And that once a year was the Mahashivaratri. So Shivaratri, you know, they say that chanting Om Namah Shivaya on the night of Shivaratri is 1,000 times more potent than chanting at any other time of the year, or maybe even the moon. So I was a little fascinated by what I learned. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really great because I never heard it before that every crescent moon is a Shivaratri. I never heard that, but now I have. Now I know. So I am a bit slow today because of 2 days of staying up in the nights. I thought to have this as a transmission topic, but I feel that we should talk about it a little bit today. And that is fight or transform. Either fight, resist, not coming to terms. This is all fighting. Not in peace. A feeling of distance from love. And love in the big sense, not in any other sense. And I suppose all love is big in one way, but there's a love that covers heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. And this is a time of transformation. This is a time when people of the Dharma, which is you, actually transform energy and create transform adversity into favorable conditions. So yesterday I had a conversation with a person of our Sangha, and they were having some naturally some difficulty because there's been a death in the family, and the family oftentimes gets they get touchy because everyone's facing their own mortality. That's what someone's death brings us, is a facing our own mortality, because people know that the body will die. That which you are has never been born and never shall die. It's always and forever as it is, as you are. But being that people identify with their body as their self, you identify with your body. I certainly do. I mean, but not as myself, not as myself, nor name, nor anything else, as the self of all, or the truth of all, or the realization of the totality of all things and all beings and all time and all events throughout. Mm-hmm. The totality of that, not the partiality of that, not I am part of it, but I am is total. Mm-hmm. So we were speaking, and a little upset, a little bruise here and there, a little not such a nice conversation here and there because of facing one's own mortality and missing the person, the persona that appeared to be there, mm-hmm. all the life. And this person said, well, you know, the sea draws me. The sea draws me. And they go to the sea, and I said, well, what? Oh, they said, they don't know what they're getting there. They don't know what they're getting. And I said, of course you know what you're getting. And when they looked at it and they saw that they're getting beauty, they're receiving the beauty of the ocean or the sea, the calm of the sea. They said it was reflective like a lake. The silence, the communion with nature, the song of the waves. They knew that they were getting that, but dismissed it. I don't know what I'm getting. And we decided together that there's probably some seeds in there that you don't know what you're getting, that are being seeded for a later time to burst open in realization of some sort with your time there at the sea. But you do know what you're getting. And it's important to see, and it's important to consider what you're getting, because it changes the energy. And we're talking about shifting energy. the world is changing. And you can see that when the fight is there, I am right. I am right. You are wrong. I'm going to prove it out politically, religiously, family-wise, community. When the fight is there, everyone is mean to me. If everyone's mean to you, you might ask what your part is in it. But anyhow, all these kind of mixy, unpleasant, unbeneficial energies are all coming together in the world like in a mass of composing rock. And those who will, and we pray that everyone will, that's our work, is the transformation of the consciousness, of the energy of consciousness on the planet. So we know what we're getting, and it changes the energy. And when someone is upset with us because they're pregnant, they're in their last months, we can change the energy by knowing that they're uncomfortable. When someone dies, they're uncomfortable. When somebody's hurt, it's uncomfortable. And we can change that energy into what is beneficial. Just dismissing, I don't know what I get, to actually seeing what you're receiving. Receiving is a transformation of energy. I was considering last night in a conversation that a giver is actually a receiver. And I saw it kind of like a radio receiver, like you get these insights when you're a giver. And what is a giver? I after the conversation, I was looking, what is a giver really? A giver may be someone who, or let's not even say it's someone, let's just talk about the energy of it, who gives a space to somebody who is hurting because they identify with their body, and someone in the family who they identify as their body just passed away. And they're hurt. And they're tender, and they don't understand. And a giver would give a lot of space for that. And then there's something that's receptive in the offering. Something always comes back, and we may not notice it right away, but it is a shift in energy. You know, it sees what is really beneficial for everyone, not the fight. Oh, how come? Why are they like that? Why, you know, everybody's like this. The family is a mess. I understand it. It is like that. But you are the yogi, and this was the conversation. Nobody's going to change anything except for you. And you shall not. I'm talking to my students and everyone visiting. You shall not expect anyone else to change. Not because you have, or you think that you will, or you are in the process of transforming energy. That's what's happening on the planet right now. This composting rot that's happening in war, in politics, in religion, in work, in all of this, all of it. It's a mess. It's transforming into, well, compost is food for growth, isn't it? The earth is in the throes of a transformation of consciousness to bring everyone to the benefit of their heart and soul. And so we in our lives, we transform through understanding that somebody who is hurting us may have been hurt. We transform knowing that not everyone sees as we do, or as our eyes are opening. Not everyone understands that they're not their body, they're not their name. Not everyone understands that love is the greatest transformational energy on the planet. And this is what, this was just a conversation yesterday, transformation, transforming the Buddhist concept, the transformation of adversity into favorable conditions. And that's always possible. Give it a go. Be careful not to get always under the thumb of somebody else's negativity. You know, maybe they're calling out for a transformation themselves, and you know how to do it. You're the magician. You're the yogi. Well, you are. Either you are or you're not. And yoga means seeking union with one's own heart and soul in the grace of God's light and the realization of truth. That's what yoga means. So there it is. Transformation. Transforming. Making something different because you know it can happen. How do you transform? Well, I think that Jesus' words are the most powerful of all. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I repeat this so often. It's just so brilliant. It's just so full of extraordinary possibility. And what an amazing statement. When, not if, when people will take that to heart and live by that extraordinary statement, make it alive, transform it from philosophy to actuality, your world will be different, whether anybody else's world is different or not. Well, what do you want? So when your world is different and people are in your company, you don't have to take any position. When you live by that code of transforming adversity into favorable conditions because you're doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, your world will change. Fear will drop away. Your own authority, it's kind of a funny word, but it's true. Your own authority will emerge. You don't have to take position with anyone, and you affect everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Does anybody want to put up something here? I don't think I'm reaching people very well today. Ken, yes. Kunwar, I got your, before you begin, I got your letter, and I've been busy for a few days, so it slid down the it slid down the list, but I'll get back to you. Thank you for it. Go ahead. Hey, Ken.
Namaste, Guruji. I'm very well, thank you. You always reach us very well, Guruji. You know, every word that you say drops into the heart, the space of our heart, whether you're feeling well or not.
That's, you know, that's what it's, that's what is to happen, you know. And sometimes I think, Ken, that the word love is overused, you know, that people really don't, when they hear it, it doesn't cover heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it does.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. You have totally educated us about the word love, because in the past it used to be just romantic love and heartbreaks and things like that, you see. And so how you've actually re-educated me has been marvelous, especially, you know, at the times when I was really struggling a few years ago. And I remember listening to your transmission of transforming adversity into favorable conditions over and over again. And it was just so helpful then. And now too, you know, whenever I face any kind of challenges like that, and always remembering that I am the yogi, I am. So that has really empowered me in so many ways. Thank you, Guruji, for that.
Yes. It only works because you work with it.
Mm-hmm. It's just like what you said about my family situation when we went home this time. I told you that things really improved dramatically with me and my father. And so then following on to that, you know, it changed things because his relationship with my sister has improved recently as well. And with my mother, she just reported to me 2 days ago how they're more harmonious and patient with each other and listening to each other more and giving space to each other, which really gladdens my heart.
Yeah. And you know, that kind of, just that little bit of difference. A person who feels that they've never been heard, when they know that someone is listening, it's like their world has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who is really rough on someone else who decides that that's just not working, maybe feels their heart in a certain way anyhow, for the first time in their life.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I get oftentimes really beautiful letters from people speaking about how well they're getting along in the little world of, mm-hmm. of the family. Mm-hmm. The little world of the family is a powerful sadhana. It's a powerful, mm-hmm. It's the first, you know, it's the first. It's the first ray of the light of the Dharma. How will you do here? And sometimes you have to be away from people who don't do well by you or themselves. And sometimes you can transform it, sometimes you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always, always for yourself,
mm-hmm.
see with a broader scope, that's for sure. Paint with a wider brush. I'm very touched by what you say about your parents, because I know that you have said there's been real sticky problems
in
personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Any change at all, you know, for the benefit of anyone,
mm-hmm.
is serving the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people understand that or not, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Skype. Why would I get a Skype? Uh-huh. So Yeah, my heart is deeply touched by what you say. Transform or fight. I see it one way or the other.
Totally, Guruji. I used to fight a lot with my father, and then I decided to drop it a lot. Yeah.
And love him.
Totally.
Because, yeah, that's your benefit, is that you have the spread. You have the height. You have the view of love. It's tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Welcome. Namaste. Kunwaraji?
Pranam, Guruji. So, I just wanted to share how your words have the amazing potential to untie the knots which are so long-standing. Like last to last satsang, you said, I've never met somebody who said that I have a good childhood. And that was such an aha moment, because eventually I looked back. If there was one event of bullying or one odd event there, even if it was bad, there were 1,000 other good things. And it's so sad that we choose to look at one event and develop a whole story and a victim mentality around that.
Yes, you know, I feel a couple ways about this story about childhood. Some, it's true. Some, it's trendy. And some, whether it's true or not true, is an opportunity for adversity into favorable conditions. You know, I mean, in my own life, I was in foster homes till I'm 5 years old. I never met my brother until I was five. My father left the day that my mother said that I was going to be there. So all of these things, you know, I mean, going from family to family, it never bothered me. I find that pretty amazing. I think I was born detached. And that means in a great state of incredible potential for love. And that had to be grown into, and it's still being grown into. That will always be there. But we can use anything in our lives, and sometimes it really does put people under a black cloud because they have not been treated well. So some childhood stories are horrendous, and some are trendy. You know, my mother isn't the mother that I wanted. Well, that's the mother that you got, you know, and for good purpose. And then transforming the hardships into a greater understanding. I think these are the three, maybe many, many more, but the three possibilities I see about this story of childhood difficulty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right. I see it this way, Kunwaraji, you know, this whole childhood thing. I think it has an effect for sure. And because it's trendy, also it has an effect. We are noble masters, emerging masters. And the childhood is gone. And it may have a bruised root, it may have a difficult root, but it's gone. And when people say, you know, look for the inner child, I always wonder why they don't say, look for the inner Mahatma, the inner great soul, the inner truth, rather than the inner child. Where's the inner adult? Where's the fruit of that childhood? Why do we always go back and wish to be children again? I don't quite understand it. Anyhow. There it is. Yeah, I will write to you.
Mm-hmm. Another
you're doing well.
And the last thing that really touched me was I saw Maharaj's video about you, that you used to chant for 6 hours a day while others roamed around and used to work for 6 months. So that really touched me, and it was a great inspiration for sadhana.
I had a great, great, great possibility in my life just to sit all day long with the Gayatri Mantra, just to be quiet, just to listen to the Ganges, just to deeply go into silence for years and sit at my master's feet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that old at that time, but something like a nun, a cloistered nun. I had wonderful, wonderful, wonderful possibility, and really worked with it because my master was excellent. And Maharaji said, you will be, I said, I want to be just like you. First day I met him, I looked him in the eye and said, I want to be exactly like you. And he said, you will be. And I said, good. And we went on, and it was fire that could not be put out. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You said something earlier. I tried to, might misquote you a little bit. You said something like, when you're with people, you don't have to take a position. And that,
yes.
That I'm a little confused this morning. We had a lot of people yesterday. And I spoke to someone in our friend circle who is very political. And he was a teacher. I think he was a history teacher, and he's a historian by passion. And there seems to be, I didn't even know, a big peace march next weekend here in Germany, in Berlin. And I didn't know, he told me. And we talked about it, and the platform is a political talk. And I was uninformed, and I tried, why did I, but I did try to offer an opinion, and he schooled me, and he went very deep and way back in 1916 and the war then. And so what I, and then somebody else came and started talking about her very new grandchild and how precious life now seems to her, and that she sees the war with completely different eyes. And it's also, it just, I felt like I have no, in moments like that with many people, lots of stuff going on, I lose myself. I just lose it. And I can't, in the afterwards, I realized I didn't go to my breath. I didn't, just didn't remember. And
what is it? What, wait a minute, Gabrielle. What does it mean to lose yourself? There's some indication there. Do you get angry with the people? Do you?
No.
What happens?
Confused. Just seeing all these opinions putting side by side and nothing meeting and no
why
way.
But why can they not have their opinion and you have your peace?
Yes, and that's it. I didn't have my peace. I kind of felt like I'm swimming in confusion. But
go ahead, please.
That's why this spoke to me. You don't have to take a position. So in such a situation, just don't say anything. Just be there and breathe.
Well,
and
I can't tell you how to be, first off.
I know.
I'm not there.
Yes. Yes.
I wouldn't anyhow.
Yeah.
So, I cannot tell you, but you know, I might feel really fired up in my heart, but I would just I don't know, because the situation is always different. This is a philosophical answer, you know, because there's a lot of depending on. There's depending on how abrupt a person can be, how pushy they can be, how kind they can be, you know, whatever it may be. But I would silently let them have their opinion. If it didn't match, I have a hard time with sides these days.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel that, as Maharaji said, we work for a higher government. We work for the government of all beings at all times. And no matter what side anyone's on, we're here to bless their heart and soul. And that's where I hover.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And they can tell me whatever they want to tell me, and they can say whatever they want to say, but I feel that it is time, again, as Jesus said, to be in the world and not of it. And let every fighting and harsh and sided energy work itself out, but I'm not a part of it. I hear terrible things every day. I watch the news. I keep myself informed. Mm. I watch the news. I see that, you know, there's earthquakes here and no one's helping them there. And there's a train derailment here. And there's government overreach here. And there's human trafficking there. And there is all kinds of the darkest kind of energy you can imagine mixing in the world right now. And the world is transforming. That's why it is seen as it is now. It wasn't seen before. It was all hidden. Everything is being seen for what it is. I think biblically it says everything will be brought to light and nothing will be held secret. So this is that time. And I just can't imagine taking a side and saying, if I took a side, I know which side I would be on, but I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want to have anything to think that this or that. I'm here at the very best. Thank you, Maharaji. Thank you, God. Thank you, Gabrielle and Max and Sangha. Thank you, God. If I'm incorrect about this, let it be so. But I am here to spread the heart of God's love, means nature, means time, means eternity, means every element of life, every experience, every being in it is itself the great mystery, either understood, misunderstood, or coming to understand that is so. And I don't want to take sides and say I'm right and these people are wrong, because, you know, one of the things I really appreciate what you're saying. One of the things about this side business and who's right and who's wrong. It splits a person. And it splits society. And it splits family. And it's intended to do so. I'll have no part of it. Yes. I mean, I know very spiritually mature people, very spiritually mature, who, if you dare to say something about something that they don't see it that way, then you're the enemy. And I feel that this fight is very important, and it's very, very important for yogis to stand in unison around the planet, around the solar system, in their heart and soul, and just God bless every being. May this transformation, you know, come to benefit everyone. And another thing is, when we make general statements that these guys are right and these guys are wrong, there's always, general statements are always poison. Yes. Because that's not true. There's Democrats who are wonderful. There's Republicans who are wonderful. There are Green Party people who are wonderful. There are independents who are wonderful. There are really good people everywhere. But once we get it in our head that, oh, well, you think differently than I do, and I'm right. Well, it's a teaching. It's a teaching. They'll come out of that eventually. But I'm here to transform the energy of the planet, along with countless embodied and disembodied bodhisattvas and beings who are participating in this very time. And, you know, that's how I'm going to live. Am I wrong? Maybe I was just as silly and fantasy driven as any other nut, but I'm going to go for it because my heart says this is the way. And that's what my guru said too. He said, that's why you're here. And I said, okay, I can't figure out any other reason to be here. I don't even understand what is a human being, what is an earth, what is a universe, what is any of this. I don't get it. And I've been looking at it with a magnifying glass for a very long time. And I've learned a lot of wonderful, 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 wonderful things about God's creation. And there's some really crappy stuff too. But it's all a teaching.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't accept or reject anything. I let everybody just have what they have. It's a great time of learning. And somebody with a very, very fixed opinion is going to learn something. And someone who, you know, the mix is just amazing what's going on right now.
I very much relate to this Jesus quote you often have already said again, this be in this world but not of it, really speaks to me, really seems like, yes, this is what I need to do wherever I go. It's whether it's work or whether it's a party, or as soon as I'm with people, I get wobbly. So this is my quote.
Well, then breathe. Yes. Do go into the spaces that are neutral and open. And excuse me, I would say to that, I would say to that person who schooled you, God bless your endeavor.
Yeah, and that's easy. Your endeavor. Yes.
And it's not, it's true. I mean, you have to do what you really feel is true. You can't just say it and have it be like a rubber stamp. It has to flow out of your heart that that's exactly what you mean.
That's so much easier than trying to come up with an opinion. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
And you probably don't even care. I tell you, I have lost all kinds of involvement with the world, and yet I feel like a mother that is encompassing the world in her arms due to my master's grace. And I can just feel the grace of the bodhisattvas, the songs of the angels, the wisdom of the mahatmas, the determination of good beings to serve every soul on earth, whether they agree with you or not. Mm-hmm. Whether you like them or not, whether they're good beings or not.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's all God. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
If I can come in with...
Something. Yes, please.
What has been with me since last satsang, I think it was in your conversation with Kirk, you said, when there was a question, what can I do? All you can do is resist. And that really made me laugh so much, because I could see exactly whenever I try to force something, it's a form of resistance. And what really wants to happen through this is it's happening when I let it happen, when I get out of the way, and all the things that are with effort are coming from my will, what I want to achieve, and it's just doesn't work anymore, and I find that I really can't take it anymore. I'm so done with it, and My
body transform.
Stop. Don't go there anymore. And
exactly. Fight or transform. And you know, I have a vision of that, Max. That we are, according to the Mayans and according to, well, so many traditions, many of the Native Americans and the Australian Aboriginal. We are moving into a different world.
Yeah.
And this world that we're moving into has no place for duality whatsoever. Zero. No dualistic language, no dualistic feelings, no dualism at all. Just like the sun shining through space. Mm-hmm. The fifth world, as some call it, the shift of consciousness, others call it, the Parivartan, the Indians call it, the lifting of the veils, the Bible calls it. I mean, everybody has a name for it, and it's going on now. And we are really moving into,
yeah.
Well, a transformed energy, that's what I can say, mm-hmm, from what we have known.
It really doesn't comply with the world as we find it now. That's what I find in my work. It's there seems to be such a gap between how this world is running and how it's run, and what I bring into it. And so I just realized I don't have to try to bridge the gap. I just have to be who I am and trust that this will resonate where it needs to resonate, and I don't have to care about who resonates and who doesn't.
That's right. And by living that way, you affect the whole. It's like an offering unto life. When you live well, when you live in a state I don't like to say state. I don't like that. When you live in the when you live in love, let's just keep it real pointed. And love is wisdom and opens those doors for you. You affect everyone. And you have offered your life unto the shift of consciousness. I'm almost sure that people oftentimes, not everyone, of course, but do not see how just by being in their heart in a truest sense would affect some shift of consciousness, but it does.
Yes. And actually, the party we were yesterday was my birthday party. I got 70. And I was blessed with so much love and really nice feedback from all these friends that gathered. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. And yeah, it was just ongoing things coming back to me. Little gifts, and most importantly, what the people shared, what they got from being with me, and it was.
And what you got from being with them, obviously. See how round it is? Isn't that beautiful? You're telling me what you got from them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the giver is the receiver.
Yeah, and I was able to tell them. Also, in that moment, I just could tell everybody how happy I was they were there, and that it was really a great gift.
Mm-hmm. So when difficulty comes, you remember how to transform that energy and just bless the world. With that energy you found on your 70th birthday, just bless the world with that. Just offer it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Thank you for your guidance in that.
Oh, it's really important.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Sirin? And then we close.
Hello, Shantimai. Namaste.
Namaste. How are you?
I am very good. I just came back from Rishikesh, and I wanted to say you that I have been in the room of Maharaji once again after 3 years. Yes, and nice. I wanted to share it with you also. And also, it's so interesting that Maharaji showed me you, and you are in France, and you built an ashram in France, and I have also a very strong connection in France. I studied there, so and it's very beautiful for me to see all these connections and how it is connected with Maharaji. And yes. I don't have a question. I just wanted to let you know that I was in the room again.
But I'm really happy that you went to Rishikesh. How long did you stay?
1 week. 1 week. Yes.
You had no more time than a week?
No. I have a very busy lawyer's life in Turkey.
Yeah, there you go. Good enough.
Good enough.
You can pack a whole lifetime in. Yeah, good enough.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was not sad when I was going back, yes. This time not sad. I accepted, yes.
Where are you? Where are you living?
I live in Istanbul.
In Istanbul. How is Turkey?
People are very sad and angry in general. There are a lot of anger and lots of sadness and deep grief.
And where did the earthquake hit?
It hit south of Turkey, and it hit almost 10 cities. And now there are about 40,000 people are dead. And wow. it is the second biggest earthquake in the century, in the last century for Turkey. Uh-huh. It's a real big catastrophe for Turkey, yes.
Yes, and how is Istanbul? Istanbul was untouched?
No, Istanbul was untouched because it happened very, very in the south of Turkey.
Uh-huh. So near Syria?
Yes.
The Syrian border, huh?
Yes, yes. And it happened also in Syria also, yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. But there are a lot of volunteer organisms and a lot of donation was getting from all around the world. Many good things are happening also.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Do unto those you'd have them do unto you.
Yes.
The strange realm of the earth, huh? Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you saw my heart. And that's really, really good. I'm really happy about her. Maybe you come to India next year when I'm there. We get to see each other like that.
Yeah, I would be very happy. Yeah, I hope so. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If I convince my husband, yes, I will. I need to convince my husband to go.
Well, that'd be twice as good.
Yes. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste. Mm-hmm. So we close, and next week I'll be much more rested, I believe. We will see. Training a watch. A shepherd, not to shepherd, is in the nighttime is, well, it's tiring, let's put it that way. But it's never tiring to be with you. And may some element, some place in this satsang, some great intention, some words that are carried with the light of love, have reached you, and may you offer it as well into life. Om Sri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya. fire.